ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्ट प्रायस्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्णा। सो ऑन दिस मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस मंथ ऑफ कार्तिक, टुडे इज द लास्ट डे एंड वी हैड दिस वंडरफुल अपॉर्चुनिटी टू हियर एवरी डे दामोदर पास टाइम। सो वी कंप्लीटेड ऑल द वर्सेस इन दैट पर्टिकुलर चैप्टर ऑफ मदर यशोदा बाइंड्स लॉर्ड कृष्णा। सो विद द परमिशन ऑफ डिवोटीज आई चोज दिस वर्स फॉर टुडे फॉर द लास्ट डे, कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 एंटाइटल्ड प्रेयर्स बाय क्वीन कुंती, टेक्स्ट नंबर 31। सो विल रिसाइट दिस वर्स नाउ। गोपिया ददे त्वयि कृतागसि दाम तावद् याते दशाश्रु कलिनाञ्जन सम्भ्रमाक्षम् वक्त्रं निनयाभय भावनया स्थितस्य सामां विमोयति भीरपि यद्विभेति गोपिया ददे त्वयि कृतागसि दाम तावद् याते दशाश्रु कलिनाञ्जन सम्भ्रमाक्षम् वक्त्रं निन्याभय भावनया स्थितस्य स मां विमोयति भीरपि यद्विभेति गोपिया ददे त्वयि कृतागसि दाम तावद् याते दशाश्रु कलिनाञ्जन सम्भ्रमाक्षम् वक्त्रं निन्याभय भावनया सतस्य सामां विमोयति भीरपि यद्विभेति। Kindly recite. Mataji.
Samadhi-noyati-bhirati-yati-veti.
Word to word meaning, Gopi, the cowherd lady Yashoda, Adade took up, Tvai on your, Kritagasi creating disturbances by breaking the butter pot, Dama rope. Tavat, at that time, ya, that which, te, your, dasa, situation, asru kalila, over flooded with tears, anjana, ointment, sambhrama, perturbed, Aksham, eyes. Vaktram, face. Ninya, downwards. Bhaya bhavanaya, by thoughts of fear. Isthitasya, of the situation. Sa, that. Mam, me. Me, sorry. Vimoyati, bewilders. Bhi api, even fear personified. Yat, whom. Viveti, is offered. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. My dear Krishna, Yashoda took up a rope to bind you when you committed an offense, and your perturbed eyes overflooded with tears, which washed the mascara from your eyes, and you were afraid, the fear personified is afraid of you. This sight is bewildering to me. Purport. Here is another explanation of the bewilderment created by the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is the supreme in all circumstances, as already explained. Here is a specific example of the Lord being the supreme and at the same time a plaything in the presence of His pure devotee. The Lord's pure devotee renders service unto the Lord out of unalloyed love only. And while discharging such devotional service, the pure devotee forgets the position of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord also accepts the loving service of His devotee more relishably when the service is rendered spontaneously out of pure affection without anything of reverential admiration. Generally, the Lord is worshipped by the devotees in a reverential attitude. But the Lord is meticulously pleased when the devotee, out of pure affection and love, considers the Lord to be less important than himself. The Lord's pastime in the original abode of Goloka Vrindavan are exchanged in that spirit. The friends of Krishna consider him one of them. They do not consider him to be of reverential importance. The parents of the Lord, who are all pure devotees, consider him a child only. The Lord accepts the chastisements of the parents more cheerfully than the prayers of the Vedic hymns. Similarly, He accepts the reproaches of His fiancés more palatably than the Vedic hymns. When Lord Krishna was present in this material world to manifest His eternal pastimes of the transcendental realm of Goloka Vrindavan as an attraction for the people in general, He displayed a unique picture of subordination before his foster mother, Yashoda. The Lord, in his naturally childish playful activities, used to spoil the stocked butter of Mother Yashoda by breaking the pots and distributing the contents to his friends and playmates, including the celebrated monkeys of Vrindavan, who took advantage of the Lord's munificence. Mother Yashoda saw this, and out of pure love, she wanted to make a show of punishment for her transcendental child. She took a rope and threatened the Lord that she would tie him up, as is generally done in the ordinary household. Seeing the rope in the hands of Mother Yashoda, the Lord bowed down his head and began to weep, just like a child, and tears rolled down his cheeks, washing off the black ointment smeared about his beautiful eyes. The picture of the Lord is adored by Kunti Devi because she is conscious of the Lord's supreme position. He is feared often by fear personified. Yet, he is afraid of his mother who wanted to punish him just like an ordinary manner. Kunti was conscious of the exalted position of Krishna, whereas Yashoda was not. Therefore, Yashoda's position was more exalted than Kunti's. Mother Yashoda got the Lord as her child, and the Lord made her forget altogether that her child was the Lord himself. If Mother Yashoda had been conscious of the exalted position of the Lord, she would certainly have hesitated to punish the Lord. But she was made to forget this situation because the Lord wanted to make a complete gesture of childishness before the affectionate Yashoda. This exchange of love between the mother and the son was performed in a natural way. And Kunti, remembering the scene, was bewildered, and she could do nothing but praise the transcendental filial love. Indirectly, Mother Yashoda is praised for her unique position of love, for she could control even the all-powerful Lord as her beloved child. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamsha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Damine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschate Desatarine Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratushe Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrijavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayvacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnevyo Namo Namah Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, this pastime of Radha Damodar, which is we see in the Yashoda Damodar, in the Vatsalya Rasa. And I myself know I am in no rasa, I'm still in sadhana. So it is my incapability to speak and explain these pastimes. But with the blessings of all the assembled devotees here and all the senior Vaishnavas, I seek blessings. Whatever I have heard, I went through some lectures of some senior Vaishnavas and would like to share that with all of you. So we had this great fortune, like some days back, His Holiness Brihad Bhagavat Swami Maharaj mentioning that morning program is a luxury. So we had this luxury of celebrating Damodar Leela every morning and every evening. So many Vaishnavas sang so nicely Damodar Astakam, and we did Deep Dan. We went through all the verses and again from different views, from the commentary of different acharyas, we understood, we saw, we heard about the pastimes of Lord Krishna as Damodar. So this verse today is spoken by Mother Yashoda, Kunti Devi. So the situation is that when Lord was there with all the Pandavas and after the Kurukshetra battle, Lord was in the Hastinapur. Lord Krishna stayed for a long time with the Pandavas in the Kurukshetra battle. And now it was the time for Lord to go back to Dwaraka. And while he was going back to Dwaraka, Kunti Devi, her devotional sentiments, her emotion came out a lot, and she started glorifying Lord by various prayers, which are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam as prayers by Queen Kunti. In 1973, as well as in 1973 in Mayapur and 1974 in Los Angeles, Srila Prabhupada spent whole month lecturing from the prayers of Queen Kunti, and then we have this wonderful book from those lectures, or teachings of Queen Kunti. So Mother Kunti, while remembering the various pastimes of the Lord, she is speaking here about this Damodar Leela. Mother Kunti was also present at that particular day in Vrindavan when Lord performed this Damodar Leela. So then she is remembering the same pastime and mentioning to the Lord that how bewildering is your pastimes and it is so difficult for us to understand. I am getting bewildered, you know. And here as it is described, that Lord was, you know, angry. Mother Yashoda got very angry. Because Krishna was breaking the butter pots, every day stealing milk, butter, yogurt, and spoiling the whole storehouse. So Mother got so angry, and one day she caught Krishna, and she went to Krishna with Dama, as it is mentioned here, with the rope. And by seeing that angry mood of Mother Yashoda and rope in the hand of Mother Yashoda, first Mother Yashoda was having a stick, but then she saw that Krishna became too fearful. So then she threw the stick and she thought that now I will tie the Krishna to this grinding mortar. She got the rope. By seeing that rope, Krishna became so disturbed, as was described. Yete dasha, what was the situation of Krishna? Asru kalila, all his eyes were filled with the ashru, with lot of tears, and anjanam sambramaksham, and all the ointment on the eyes was washed away by those tears. Many places Prabhupada explains that this is a special prerogative of Mother Yashoda, that she is going to Krishna with a stick and rope and to chastise, you know. In general, anybody comes to darshan of the Lord here, nobody brings a stick and rope. They all bring various bhoga for the Lord. They come with various prayers to the Lord. Jaitu Jaitu Devo Devakri Nandanoyam, Jaitu Jaitu Krishna Vrinsri Vans Pradipa, Jaitu Jaitu Megasyamala Komalango, Jaitu Jaitu Prithi Varvasa Naso Mukunda. So like that people come and offer various prayers, but nobody comes here like, well, today I'll chastise Lord and I have got my stick and I have got my rope to bind the Lord. That's a very unique position which Mother Yashoda has got. That is not available to anyone. That's a unique position she has got, that she is running behind Krishna to chastise with a rope and with a stick. And when this happens, then Kunti Maharani, reflecting on the situation, says that at that time your face was downward, tears were coming, you were so disturbed. And your situation was that bhaya bhavanaya, you were completely filled with the fear. Lord was completely... It's not that Krishna was acting, but he was really fearful. He was completely fearful. And she says, when this situation I remember, which I saw you performing this leela, sa maam vimohyati. To me, it is bewildering. Sa maam vimohyati. Vimohyati, it is bewildering me. Why it is bewildering me? Because bhira api yad bhiveti. Even the fear personified is fearful of you. Bhira api, who is the fear personified, is fearful of you. And such a great personality is fearful of a gopi. Mother Yashoda was not also very scholarly or very powerful. She was just a gopi. We see in our life, any time, any situation comes of fear, you know. Some little bit of violence is there, little bit of loud noise is there, we become very fearful. Little bit of fear and we just become very disturbed. If anyone meet with any kind of accident, road accident, bus accident, the next time he will be too fearful if the vehicle is speeding up. Because immediately that reflects that, no, one time vehicle was speeding up, an accident happened. So the fear gets installed in our consciousness. So little noise, little violence, little chastisement, we become fearful. Shishi Radha Ras Bihari Ji ki, Shishi Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ji ki, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. So little fear is there and we become very disturbed. As devotees, we start immediately remembering Nasing Rev, Nasing Arti. But here, if you combine all the fear, all kinds of fear, and that fear is fear personified. So Lord Krishna, the fear personified is fearful of Lord Krishna. Such is the opulence and power of Lord Krishna. Everyone is fearful and the fear personified, the person fear personified is fearful of Krishna. And to such Krishna, today we see that in this whole month we heard this Damodari Lord, that how Mother Yashoda is chastising and now he is fearful. And Krishna is crying. Tears are coming from his eyes. We see various pastimes of Krishna. And when Kunti Maharani was aware, when Krishna was a small baby in the lap, he killed Putana. Such a huge demon, as big as miles. And then later on Krishna killed Trinavat. Krishna killed Aghasur, Bakasur. Krishna is killing so many demons. In fact, when Krishna would play with all his boyfriends, all the cowherd boys would be fearless. Just like this Aghasur was there. And all the cowherd boys said, oh, what is this thing, such a big mountain we never saw. And somebody said, it looks like a snake. But they said, no, let's know where it's a nice cave. Let's get in. Krishna is with us. So in the presence of Krishna, everyone was fearless. Everyone was fearless. That was the presence of Krishna. Any kind of trouble comes in Vrindavan, all the Brijvasis would think, no need to worry, Krishna is there. Krishna is so fearless that he would dare to dance on the hoods of the Kaliya. Just imagine if a cobra snake just comes in here, you know, will just run away. That's a great fear. But Krishna was dancing on the hoods of the Kaliya, so he's completely fearless. And such a personality who is completely fearless is now so much fearful, he's crying when Mother Yashoda is chastising. So that's very bewildering to Kunti Devi, that how is such that you have become so fearful. Kunti Devi was also present at that situation, but she didn't get this special privilege to have such relationship with Krishna, because Kunti was aware of the Aishwarya or the opulence of Krishna, and she was aware that how great is this personality. Actually, this person is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And such person, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, is performing this Leela and bewildering her. If we see Krishna's qualities and his activities, we'll find it lot of contradictory, you know, and we find it like bewildering. Like one of the name of Krishna is Shyam Sundar, and the meaning of Shyam is black, and generally someone who is black is not so beautiful, but his Shyam Sundar, he is very very beautiful. And how much beautiful he is? Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Sobham. It is more beautiful than the thousands and crores of the beauty of Cupids. He is more beautiful, although he is black, but he is so much beautiful. Krishna's other name, we know there is a Cupid's name is Madan, and by the arrows of the Cupid, everyone gets attracted to the opposite sex. But Krishna's name is Madan Mohan. He attracts the Cupid. And even Krishna, even greater than Krishna, is his devotee. And that's why Srimati Radharani even attracts Krishna. And she is known as Madan Mohan Mohini. She attracts even Krishna. So that is the glories of Krishna and his devotee, that the devotee, the pure devotee, they attract the Lord. Just like Prabhupada mentions in the purport very nicely, he explains, generally the Lord is worshipped by the devotee in a reverential attitude, but the Lord is meticulously pleased when the devotee, out of pure affection and love, considers the Lord to be less important than himself. Lord is meticulously pleased, and the Lord is much more pleased when he sees that the devotee is controlling the Lord. It is almost impossible for us to understand this when we are performing sadhana bhakti, when we are trying to develop some taste in the various processes of bhakti like shravanam, kirtanam. We are still in the process of developing taste in this bhakti process. Many times when we are chanting, we are listening, chanting the holy name, we don't get so much of taste. We tend to feel asleep. But because of the association of the senior Vaishnavas, we are protected and we continue on chanting. Like remember one time, many years back, I was chanting and feeling very sleepy, not much taste. So I just went into the lobby area, guest house lobby, nice sofa, and sat there, and that made me more sleepy. And chanting, feeling more sleepy, almost going to sleep. And when very senior devotee passed by, and instead of rebuking me that what is this, you are sleeping in the japa time, very lovingly he said, Chaitanya Avatar Prabhu, shall I get a pillow for you? And that was like, all the sleep went away, and for next 1 hour the chanting went very nice. So that is the power of the association of the Vaishnavas, that even if we are affected by the anarthas and we don't develop taste, but some or other we hook to the Vaishnava association, we are carried on, we go on. But when we grow more and more, as we saw in the previous purports in the 10th chapter of Mother Yashoda binding Lord Krishna, when someone comes to the stage where one develops spontaneous love, then Lord Krishna is meticulously pleased, as Prabhupada writes here. Just like we see all the Brajvasis, They never knew, they never accepted that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Krishna sent Uddhava, and he thought that, no, I told Brajvasis that I will come back. So why don't you just go and tell something, because Uddhava is like very dear to Lord Krishna. So Krishna sent Uddhava, and Uddhava came to Vrindavan, and he went to see Mother Yashoda, he went to see Nanda Maharaj, and he saw they were so much crying. And he thought that now Krishna has sent me to pacify them. The goal of life is to cry for Krishna. Like one of the places Prabhupada writes that one has to learn the art of crying in service of Krishna. So Uddhava saw that these Brajvasis are already crying for Krishna. Now what I am going to teach them? You know? And then Uddhava thought, let me tell Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj that how great is Krishna, what is his opulence. And when Uddhava started speaking like this, then Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they chastise Uddhava. And they say, you have just grown up in body, but your intelligence is still of like a child. You say Krishna is Supreme God. We see how is Krishna, how he used to be so fearful. We would chastise and start crying. So like that, they are so much filled with the love for Krishna, so much in the Vatsalya Bhav, that they never saw Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but always as their child. And similar with the all other Brajvasis, all the gopis, all the cowherd boys, they would play with Krishna, joke with Krishna. So when someone is in such mood, which is in spontaneous love, that pleases a Krishna a lot. Right now when we are in sadhana bhakti, sometimes we do things out of inspiration, sometimes we do things because of managerial instructions, sometimes we do things because, you know, we feel obliged. But when one comes to spontaneous bhakti, sadhana, and that is siddha bhakti, nitya siddha stage, or sadhana siddha stage, then one is not motivated by these factors, but one is motivated by completely for the love of Krishna. Just like we see that Arjuna was also loving Krishna in which rasa? Sakhya rasa. And in Sakhya rasa, Arjuna loves Krishna and is saying, Krishna, Senyo rubhyor madhe ratham sthapa uchita. Oh Krishna, let's take the ratha to the middle of the armies and I would like to see who all have assembled to fight with me. So he's ordering Krishna that as a chariot driver, as a driver, you know, take the ratha. But when Krishna showed Arjuna universal form, and when Arjuna saw the universal form, he was struck with wonder. And at that time, Arjuna is very much bewildered, again bewildered. And he says, we read in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says, Sakheti matva prasabham yaduktam, he Krishna he yadav he sakheti, Agyata mahimanam tavedam, marya pramadat pranena vapi. And Arjuna says, thinking of you as my friend, I have rashly addressed you, O Krishna, O Yadava, O my friend, not knowing your glories. Please forgive whatever I have done in madness or in love. I have dishonored you many times. Jesting as we relaxed, lay on the same bed, or sat or ate together. Sometimes alone and sometimes in front of many friends. Oh, in folly one, please excuse me for all these offenses. So Arjuna, who was still now in the Sakya Bhav, ordering Krishna, when he sees Krishna's visa roop, he is also bewildered. And he is asking forgiveness. I told you, my friend, I made joke of you sometimes together, sometimes friend of everyone. I slept with you on the same bed, I ate with you together, and I never knew that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kindly forgive me for all those offenses. So, as Prabhupada explains in the further purport, that Krishna is not as much pleased by the prayers and the Vedic hymns as much as he is pleased by the chastisements of his pure devotees in Vatsalya Ras, as much as he is pleased by the rebukes or sarcasm of his fiancées, Krishna's wife. In fact, when Krishna was in Dwarka and Narad Muni came and he saw that Krishna was acting like a hen-pecked husband. He was acting like a hen-pecked husband. So to please his devotees, Krishna can do any leela, and he does that leela in a very, very perfect way. In such a perfect way he does this leela that bewilders everyone. When Srila Prabhupada lectured on this verse two times, first he explained this leela and then he strongly criticized scientists and Mayavadis. And Prabhupada would say that this is our Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is controlled by his devotee. And our devotees are so great, they don't want to become Lord. Our devotees are so great that they can produce Lord. And then Prabhupada says, just see Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, what did they produce? They produced Krishna. So that is a devotee. He can produce God. And then Prabhupada criticized the scientists that they can never understand God. Mayavadis, that they can never understand these beautiful, realizable pastimes of Krishna. So whatever role Krishna plays, sometime as a friend, sometime as a child, sometime as a hand-picked husband, he does it very, very perfectly. So much perfectly that nobody can understand that what Lord is doing, what are his leela. So that is the sweetness of Krishna's pastime. And in this way, Lord performs various leela just to be controlled by his devotees. Recently in our South India tour, we heard prayers of a book written by King Kulasekhar. We have one book which Prabhupada translated, some prayers of King Kulasekhar, Mukund Mala Stotra. And there's another prayer which he has named as Athi Manusa Stavam. And the meaning is that superhuman pastimes of the Lord, Athi Manusa Stavam. And these pastimes are very, very bewildering. Just like Krishna has these pastimes, as a Supreme God, he is fearful and crying. Similarly, he talks about various pastimes. King Kulasekhar talks about various pastimes of Ramchandra as well as the pastimes of Krishna. And while talking about pastimes of Ramchandra, King Kulasekhar explains that, my dear Lord, I don't understand what kind of pastimes which you are doing that I am unable to reconcile them. At one place you say that you are the son of Dashrath and you are just a normal human being. Another place you display superhuman pastimes, just like you are very well aware of everything. And when Mother Sita told that, get me this deer, and then just like a hen-pecked husband you started running behind the deer. At that time Lakshmana told you that this deer is some kind of deception. And my dear Lord Ram, don't go to this deer, don't go, it may create some trouble. But still you ran behind that deer just to please Mother Sita. And when you went that way, Ravana came and took away Mother Sita. You killed that deer, but you came back. Ravana took away Mother Sita. And you started crying. Crying and asking the trees, asking stones, asking the plants, asking birds and beasts, have you seen Mother Sita? Have you seen Sita? Have you seen Sita? Sita, where are you? And Lord Ram was crying and fainting. And this was very much bewildering. And in this way, when Ramchandra went ahead, he met Jatayu. And then King Kulasekhar says, my dear Lord, you met Jatayu and you are trying to search Sita. You don't know where Sita has gone, but you are so powerful that you know what is the way to Vaikuntha. So you don't know where Sita has gone, but you know how to send Jatayu to Vaikuntha. And you send Jatayu to Vaikuntha. So what kind of pastimes you are doing? It's very difficult for me to reconcile them. And then later King Kulasekhar mentions that you went ahead, again you are crying, and Lakshmana has to counsel you. Lakshmana has to console you. And then generally if someone needs help, he will do handshake with someone who is more powerful. But you go and you are doing your alliance with Sugriva, who is himself in trouble. And then Sugriva wants to test you, Lord Ram, that now how powerful you are. And Sugriva says that, okay, please show me your power by cutting this sal tree with your bow. And at that time King Kulasekhar says, my dear Lord, with one arrow you killed seven sal trees And also you threw far away the lying bones of Dhundubi. His bones were thrown much away. So you are showing superhuman activities, still you are taking help of the monkeys. So I don't understand what kind of pastimes you are doing. And then further Lord Ramchandra comes to the bank of the shore of the ocean. And there, on the advice of Vibhishan, Ramchandra prays to the sea god for 3 days. And sea god doesn't appear. At that time, Lord Ramchandra, you get very angry, you take your bow, arrow, and you are about to shoot your arrow in the ocean. And at that time, the ocean becomes very fearful and come out and starts offering prayers with his wife. And the ocean asks for forgiveness. And the ocean god tells you, please make a bridge over this, that will be more glorious. At that time, Lord Ramchandra says that I have already set my arrow, so I cannot put it back in my quiver. So you have to tell me what to do with this. And the god of ocean says that there are some demons at some part who are creating disturbances. So please shoot your arrows toward them and kill them. So King Kulasekhar asked, my dear Lord, what is this? You know, at that time, you don't see where are those demons, but you are shooting your arrows and killing them. Why can't you shoot your arrows on Ravana and kill him? Who you know he is in Lanka. So kill him also. But at one place you want to make a bridge and go to Lanka and kill Ravana. At other place you have charged your arrow already, so you are killing all the demons without even going there. So your pastimes are very, very bewildering to me. So like that, the pure devotees who are very much in devotion, they offer various prayers to the Lord describing his various bewildering pastimes, which is very, very difficult for to understand with our material contamination. We know this Vaishnava bhajan. If you want to understand these pastimes of the Lord, the most important thing is that we have to give up sense gratification. Like there's a bhajan which says, Visaya chadiya sera se majhiya mukhe bolo hari hari. Till the time, Visaya chadiya, till the time the sense gratification doesn't go, till that time we are away from this, all the limbs of rasa, all different kinds of rasa. Dasya rasa, vatsalya rasa. Till the time there is a desire for sense gratification, it's impossible to understand or relish or participate in the wonderful pastimes of Lord. Other place, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Visaye je priti ebe ache amar, sei mat priti hok charane tomar. Whatever is my priti, right now I am so much attached to the Visaya. Although Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not attached, but on our behalf he says, Visaye je priti ebe ache amar, the way I am attached to the material things, my dear Lord, the same attachment, please shift the same attachment from the material things to the your lotus feet. Sei mat priti hok charane tomar. And if my attachment goes towards your lotus feet, then that is the success of our life. So like that, Lord Krishna's various pastimes like Damodar Leela, Govardhan Leela, which he performed in this month. And then all these pastimes can only be understood when we have the blessings of some great acharyas, Vaishnavas, like Srila Prabhupada and his devout followers, so that we can also gradually grow in our Krishna consciousness. And by doing daily sadhana very nicely, we will be able to develop our love for Krishna and reach to the stage of Nitya Siddha. Right now we are in sadhana, but to reaching to the stage of Siddha Bhakti, and where we perform bhakti in very spontaneous way, and then we will be able to release these pastimes. Every morning we are seeing Damodar Ashtakam, and where Satyavrata Muni prays that I don't want moksha, I don't want liberation, I only want what? I only want to just see your this pastime which you are doing of Damodar Leela. I just want to see that pastime. So that is the only way praying to the devotees, and pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada, they attract Krishna. Like Prabhupada, when he went to America for preaching, he didn't go with any deity. He just went with Srimad Bhagavatam, the Granth Avatar. And when Prabhupada went to America, all the deities came from behind. We have Radha Vrindavana Chandra, Radha Landaneshwara, Radha Pareshwara. And when deities have come, like in Australia, there is a deity, and Prabhupada is praying to the deity that, my dear Lord, please stay here, you know. I am leaving you with the malichas. I don't know how they are going to serve you, but please stay and please accept their service. And when Prabhupada comes back, then he sees that the devotees are worshipping Lord in much better way, whatever he taught and went. So pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada are also bounding to Krishna. My dear Lord, stay in Australia. Prabhupada came to this land, he said, my dear Radharas Vihari, please stay here. Please don't go from here. If you stay here, I'll make a nice marble palace for you. So pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada, they are also binding Lord Krishna, requesting them to stay at certain place for our benefit. So we are always indebted to such glorious masters, and with their blessings we can advance in Krishna consciousness by serving them and purifying us from all these material anarthas. These are beautiful pastimes of Krishna. We can try to hear again and again from the lips of pure devotees, and that's how we'll get slowly purified. Today also happens to be very, very auspicious day, and three Vaishnava special tithi today. Today happens to be Sri Saligram Tulsi Vivah, Sri Nimbarkacharya Appearance Day, as well as Sri Krishna Rasa Yatra. So I'll share a little bit about all these three Vaishnava tithi also, which happened today. So Sri Saligram Tulsi Vivah, today is the auspicious day of the marriage or vivah of Saligram with Tulsi. So Brahma Vaivarta Puran describes this pastime of Lord coming as a Saligram and Tulsi Devi. So it describes that once upon a time there was a king whose name was Dharma Dhwaja, and this king Dharma Dhwaja was very much devoted to Shiva, so much so that he would criticize even Krishna and Vishnu and all other demigods. So at one time Dharma Dhwaja lost all his opulence and he became very poor without any power. Two generations later, his next generation after two generations was, the king who was worshipper of Shiva, his name was Vrishadhwaja, and his two generations later came Dharma Dhwaja. And Dharma Dhwaja and his wife Madhavi were very devoted to Lakshmi and Vishnu. And they prayed a lot to the Lakshmi and Vishnu, and they were blessed with a plenary portion of Lakshmi, who is known as Tulasi. Now, Tulsi was also born on Kartik Purnima as a beautiful daughter of Dharma Dhwaja and his wife Madhavi. She is known as Tulsi. Why? Because she is matchless. Tulsi means atulya. Nobody can match to her. So that's how she is known as Tulsi. Matchless. And then Dharma Dhwaja and Madhavi realized that she is a very extraordinary daughter and nobody can marry her. No normal king or prince can marry her. So then Tulsi went to do tapasya in Badrivan, and after his tapasya Brahma appeared. She did severe tapasya and Brahma asked, what boon you want? And she said that I want to marry Narayan. Then Brahma mentioned to Tulsi, there's a long pastime, that there's a demon named Sankhachuda who also is doing tapasya and who wishes to marry you. So right now you will marry this demon, Sankhachuda, and later on you will be married to Narayan. And Sankhachuda also did severe tapasya and he was blessed by Brahmaji that he will be only killed when somebody destroys the chastity of his wife. So Sankhachuda, being a demon, he became very powerful. He started terrorizing all the human beings, all the demigods. They became very fearful. They went to Shiva. The demigods went to Shiva and asked for the help. Lord Shiva came to fight with Sankhachuda. At the same time, Vishnu went as Sankhachuda to Tulasi and broke her chastity by enjoying with her. And then in the fight, Shiva killed Sankhachuda. And when Tulsi came to know that, my husband is actually not my husband, but it's Vishnu disguised came as Sankhachuda. So she became very angry and she cursed Lord that you are so stone-hearted, you become like a stone. So then Lord spoke to Tulsi and he said, my dear Tulsi, You wanted to marry me, so that's why we did this pastime. And now you have cursed, so I will appear as a stone. And that stone is known as Shaligram Shila, which is found in the Gandaki river. So this Shaligram Shila is married to Tulsi, which happens on today, auspicious day, and is known as the Tulsi Shaligram Vivah. Today also is the appearance day of Nimbarkacharya. Nimbarkacharya comes in which sampradaya? Kumar Sampradaya. So he is the Acharya of Kumar Sampradaya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken two principles from all the four sampradayas and integrated in the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya. So the two principles which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took from Kumar Sampradaya is the necessity of taking exclusive shelter of Radhika, that is Ekant Radhika Ashraya. Necessity of taking exclusive shelter of Srimati Radhika. And the second principle which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took from Kumar Sampradaya was the exalted mood of Gopi's love for Sri Krishna, which is Gopi Bhav. So Ekant Radhika Ashray and Gopi Bhav are the two principles which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took from Kumar Sampradaya, whose Acharya is Sripad Nimbarkacharya. Sripad Nimbarkacharya appeared in somewhere 11th century in the Murugarpattam in the South India. His father name was Aruni and mother Jayanti, and was very very pious Brahmana. At very young age he took to Tridandi order, he took to sannyas, and he came and started staying in Govardhan, and he became very famous for describing Krishna's pastime and relishing Krishna's pastime. So one time one saint, who was not actually saint, but who was a Jain Pandit, who came and started discussing with Nimbarkacharya on the Vedic scriptures, trying to defeat Nimbarkacharya. And Nimbarkacharya, by his knowledge in the scriptures and by the mercy of the Lord, defeated the sage and told that sage that, now you please take prasad with me. And it was already night, so that Jain Pandit, he refused to take any prasad, saying that after sunset I don't eat anything. So at that time Nimbarkacharya climbed on the neem tree and made the sun appear. That's why he got this name comes, Nimba. Nimba means neem, and Arka, Nimbarka. That means rising of the sun behind the neem. Like we say Purano Arka, the shining Purana Srimad Bhagavatam. So Nimbarka. So that's how the name Nimbarka came. And that village where Nimbarkacharya used to stay, that village is known as Neema Bimba. So that is which is still there, Neema Gram in the Govardhan, where Nimbarkacharya used to stay. So in that way Nimbarkacharya performed various pastimes. Nimbarkacharya got his initiation from, or guidance from, Narada Muni, and also he was instructed by Sanat Kumar. The four Kumaras blessed Nimbarkacharya. He was instructed by Sanat Kumar. The four Kumaras gave him Radha Krishna mantra and instructed him the method of worshipping Radha and Krishna with the sentiments of great love called Bhava Marga. Nimbarkacharya did severe tapasya, and in his tapasya appeared Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed Nimbarkacharya that he will also participate in Gaur Leela. And you know who is in Gaur Leela, Nimbarkacharya? So I'll read out. After doing severe tapasya and chanting the Radha Krishna mantra, in front of Nimbarkacharya, first Radha Krishna appeared, and they combined together and appeared as the son of Sachi, Gauranga. Nimbarka began to tremble, and he said, "Never, never, never I have seen or heard such a form any time." Lord Gauranga then said, "Nimbarkacharya, keep this form which I show you now a secret for the time being. Just preach about devotional service, about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, for I gain great satisfaction from this. When I make my appearance and perform my education pastimes, you will also appear. Taking birth in Kashmir as a great Pandit, you will tour all over India defeating all opposition." You understood who is? Yeah. "Your reputation and learning will be celebrated everywhere, and you will be known as Keshav Kashmiri. While wandering in Sri Navdeepa, you will come to Sri Mayapur, Simply by hearing your name, all the great Pandit of Namdipa will flee. Intoxicated with scholastic pride, I will take great pleasure in defeating you. However, by the mercy of Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, you will realize my true identity. Giving up your false pride, you will take shelter of me, and I will reward you with supreme gift of loving devotional service, and will again dispatch you to preach. Thus you can satisfy me by preaching the philosophy of Dvaita Advaita. Keep my identity a secret. In the future, when I begin my Sankirtan movement, I will personally preach, taking this essence of your philosophy and the philosophies of Madhava, Ramanuja and Vishnu Swami. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave darshan to Nimbarkacharya. Today also happens to be Krishna Rasa Yatra. Lord Krishna at the age of 8 performed Ras Leela, which is the epitome of all pastimes of Krishna. And to describe Krishna's Ras Leela pastime is beyond my capacity. I'll read out little bit about Krishna's Ras Leela pastime from Srimad Bhagavatam and Srila Prabhupada's comment from a lecture. So in one of the purports in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is quoted, Srila Vilva Vangal Thakur has written the following verse about the Rasa dance, and the verse goes like this. Anganam Anganam Antara Madhavo Madhavam Madhavam Chantare Angana Ittham Akalpite Mandale Madhyaga Sanjagau Veruna Devaki Nandana. Lord Madhav was situated between each pair of gopis, and a gopi was situated between each pair of his manifestation. And Sri Krishna, the son of Devaki, also appeared in the middle of the circle, playing upon his flute and singing. We see that pastime is displayed in the diorama, the Ras Leela pastime here. Srila Prabhupada comments about Ras Leela pastime and what is our qualification. This is from a lecture Srila Prabhupada gave in Mayapur in 1974. Ras Leela is the smiling of Krishna, where Krishna is personally enjoying very sweet smiling. So you don't try to see the smiling of Krishna immediately. First of all, try to see the lotus feet of Krishna, Padam Bhujam. Then gradually rise. When you are accustomed to see, as soon as you close your eyes, immediately see Krishna. Then you go further. And that is Srimad Bhagavatam. First canto, second canto, third canto, fourth canto. In this way, you have to go to 10th canto. Then 10th canto means head. And then in the 10th canto, the chapter 29 through 35 chapter, that is smiling. Don't try to see Krishna smiling immediately. Then you will be baffled. It requires qualification. So as I said, Krishna's Ras Leela pastime requires qualification to understand. And it requires time. But if Krishna is pleased, he can show this, smiling immediately. That is a special favor. But the general way is to see, first of all, the lotus feet of Krishna, and make your endeavor perfectly done by this Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Shinvanti Gayanti. This is the process. So as of now, it is not our qualification to understand Ras Leela, the conjugal pastimes of Lord Krishna with the gopis. But as Prabhupada explains, by going through various cantos of Bhagavatam and by the blessings of the devotees, we can understand this. We can understand that how much gopis were absorbed in love for Krishna. Like Srila Bilva Mangal Thakur in his Govind Damodar Stotram, he says, Vikretu kama kila gopakanya murari padarpita chitta vritti dadhyadikam ovasada vochad Govinda Damodar Madhaveti. And he describes that the gopis of Vrindavan, they were so much attached to Krishna, they are so much affected by the kama for Krishna, the lust for Krishna, that their murari padarpita chitta vritti, their chitta were always on the lotus feet of Krishna. Murari padarpita chitta vritti. And in that mood, when they would go to sell dadhi, makhan, but they are so much illusioned by the love of Krishna, that there are two things, either we are illusioned by the material world maya, or we get illusioned by the love of Krishna. So the gopis are so much illusioned that instead of saying, take ghee, take makhan, take dahi, they would say, Govinda Damodar Madhaveti. So they would, instead of saying, take ghee, makhan, yogurt, they would chant Govinda Damodar and Madhaveti. So such was the love of gopis for Krishna, which is very difficult for us to understand. How do we develop this mood which gopis have for Krishna? You know, Now when we are doing, for most of us, gopis were serving Krishna, playing with Krishna, but that is difficult for us, dancing with Krishna. You can't imagine dancing with Krishna. Most of us, for cooking for Krishna, we are not so expert in cooking. Dressing Krishna, not everyone can get opportunity to dress Krishna. So the gopis got that opportunity. How can you develop the same mood, the gopis, the mood of the gopis? And it is described, it is quoted by Srila Prabhupada also, that how we can develop the mood of the gopis, which they have for Krishna. That mood we can develop by book distribution. That is interesting. How can by book distribution we can develop mood of gopis? Huh? So please hear, this is from the book, Our Family Business. This is not my concoction, this is the family business by Vaisheshika Prabhu, where he quotes Srila Prabhupada, who developed the mood of the gopis by book distribution. So this is about Rameshwar Prabhu, who was in ISKCON, Los Angeles, and he was encouraging all the devotees worldwide, especially in North America, to distribute books, and he would give various lectures. So in one of the lectures, Rameshwar Prabhu, in 1974, he started speaking about Ras Lila pastimes and the mood of the gopis. And when he spoke like this, in his lectures at New Dwarka Temple, Rameshwar Prabhu repeatedly referred to the service of book distribution as a tasteful arrangement for souls to be joined in loving service to Krishna. A service that follows the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan. A book distribution is a service which follows the mood of gopis of Vrindavan. Rameshwar Prabhu recalls that his classes about Sankirtan were going out to the temples to enliven the book distribution, but that some devotees doubted his conclusion. Some devotees became worried, what is speaking, book distribution is like mood of gopis. So one of the disciples of Prabhupada wrote a letter to Prabhupada. Nanda Dulal Devi Dasi wrote a letter to Prabhupada on 23rd May 1974, and she wants to clarify from Prabhupada. My dear Srila Prabhupada, I have heard from Rameshwar Prabhu in Los Angeles say that when we are performing Sankirtan, we are engaged in the Leela of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is the union of Radha and Krishna, and he explained that just as Radha Rani is even more anxious to arrange for the other gopis to meet with Krishna than she is for herself to meet Krishna, and that the other gopis are also always trying to think of ways which to arrange meetings between Radha and Krishna. So when the devotees are going out and trying to engage the suffering conditioned souls, actually we are doing is trying to arrange for some of our lost souls. Whose lost souls? Srimati Radharani's lost souls, to meet with Krishna once again. And that this is the Leela of Lord Chaitanya. Is this proper understanding of Sankirtan? That is the question asked by Nanda Dulal Devi Dasi. And Srila Prabhupada replies back in a letter, which you can see in the Veda base. On June 19, 1974, Prabhupada writes, the explanation given by Rameshwar that Sankirtan is Lord Chaitanya's Leela, which he compares to the gopis trying to engage in Krishna's service, is correct understanding. So when we engage in this book distribution seva, which is now in front of us, yesterday we had this Istagosti and now the whole month is there, to engage in the mood of the gopis by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Hare Krishna. Any questions or any comments? Another question.
Hare Krishna, Guruji. Thank you, Guruji. Guruji, my question is that all Vrijvasis, they know that Krishna is like child. But also, when some problem comes, then they know that Krishna will protect us. How this?
How do we reconcile this? So, the Brijvasis were seeing Krishna performing amazing pastimes, but every time they would think that, they would then give some other reasons. Like for example, Govardhan Leela. So Krishna lifted Govardhan Leela, but then they thought, no, we did so much of offerings to Govardhan, and we prayed to Govardhan, so Govardhan is very happy, that's why Govardhan is flying in the sky, you know. And we are also helping Govardhan to be in the sky by putting our lathis. If we remove our lathis, then the Govardhan will fall down. Huh? So, Brijvasis were so much enamored by the beauty of Krishna, and the yoga maya was working so nicely, that any time Krishna would show any opulence, by the yoga maya, they would forget that. the young Gopal, they would come back in every evening and tell, today, you know, Krishna did this, Krishna did that, and they would say, the Nand Maharaj would say, anyways, Garg Muni told, he seems to be very, maybe some demigod might have taken birth. So occasionally they would get this thought, but the presence of their rasa, vasalya rasa or sakya rasa was so much that this aswarya bhava would be covered. Just like when Krishna pulled the grinding mortar through the two trees, one acharya comments that this is also bewildering, you know. If you tie a tree and pull the rope will break, not the tree. And here Krishna is pulling his grinding mortar and two huge trees, they are breaking, the rope is not breaking, you know. What is this happening? So, and then the gopas, the small cowherd boys, they saw that two personalities came, they started offering prayers. And all the gopas came and they started speaking in their childish voice. Baba, Baba, you know what happened? The trees broke and two personalities came and they started offering to Krishna. And the cowherd men, they thought, what this child are talking, you know? This, what, Krishna broke the trees? This is impossible, you know? So, occasionally there would be presence of the Krishna, the Swarya, but immediately by the Vatsalya Bhav, the Sakya Bhav, that would get covered. So that is what is my understand to answer to this question. Okay. Hare Krishna. So we stop here. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada Book Distribution Marathon ki. Hare Krishna.